Terry Fader, winner of America's Got Talent, joining us on the line. You remember, he works with dummies. Boy, we have so much in common. Hi, Terry.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing just fantastic. Having a ball.
Good, good, good. Now, you're here to talk about the latest round of auditions and the upcoming season of America's Got Talent. So, give us all a heads up. Having gone through the competition and the whole process, what's something you can definitely tell people not to do?
Well, just don't go in there unprepared. I mean, that's the thing is, it's open to all ages. It's open to absolutely any type of talent. But just, get out there, have some fun, but just make sure you are prepared. Because if you do that, absolutely anything can happen. And I'm living proof of that. Because I was 42 years old, and when I went in there and decided to show that I do singing impressions through ventriloquism and puppets, and I ended up winning $1 million, and now I've got my own headlining show in Las Vegas.
Now, one thing we often see, people come out and they'll like try to be lighthearted. Does charming the judges before your audition help, coming out telling a joke or something?
No, I don't think so. I think you just want to get into your act. The best thing to do is be yourself. Don't try to put on a show of who you are. Just be yourself, especially if you're a likable person, and just get out there and do what you do. I think trying to butter the judges up is absolutely not going to work. They're not going to fall for it. They're intelligent people, and so so just do your act and do it well.
What about the audience factor, though? I mean, is that one thing? Is it intimidating? Do you sort of work off the audience when you're up there for an audition? We're not talking about an actual sort of performance. How does the audience help?
For the audition, there is no audience. For the first audition, like the one that you're going to be doing here, coming up here, you don't want to go in there and start doing anything like that. Start expecting to have a big audience. The first time, you're going to have about four or five, not judges, but producers from the show. They're determining whether or not you're going to get on the show and actually perform for the judges. So that's really what you have to remember is prepare your act. I would recommend that you practice in front of three or four of your friends or three or four of your family members so you can get ready for that original audition.
Now, I know the auditions have already happened in Chicago, Philadelphia. New York is on the list. We can check out NBC.com for the details, right? Where else is the audition tour headed?
Well, I'm not really sure. They didn't give me any of that information. The only thing they gave me was that it's going to be in Philadelphia and New York City. So, but, of course, it's going. It's been in Dallas every year that they've had it. I didn't get to do it in Dallas. I used to live in Dallas. I live in Vegas now. But I did it in Los Angeles because I was traveling, and I found out they were doing it at the Los Angeles Convention Center.
And what's unique about this show, though, is there's no age limit, right? Anyone at all can try out for it.
There's no age limit. There's just you get in there and you do what you do and you have fun. And that's what really got me was that I got in there. I was 42 years old. A lot of people ask me why I never did American Idol. Well, American Idol, I think you have to be 26 or younger. And so you get in there, and I was 42, and no age limit, and also no restrictions on what you can do. Just get in there and have a fun time, and do what you do best.
And for $1 million, though, it's really worth the trip to hit the auditions. At least you can attest to that.
Yeah, but I mean, even if you don't win $1 million, you're going to make some great friends that you probably end up being friends with for the rest of your life. You're going to have a blast. Take pictures. Make sure that you just you're going to have memories that you are never going to forget.